Along the edge of the Prophet Mountain Scour, you can see a large knobby rock outcrop, a miniature version of the huge knobs that make up the St. Francis Mountains. This mini knob is granite that formed 6,000 feet down in the Earth's crust 1.2 billion years ago. Around it are areas of pink granite mixed with gray dolomite about 520 million years old that formed in the shallow seas that once covered this area. How the dolomite combined with granite hundreds of millions of years older is a puzzle with an intriguing answer. The granite in this mixed rock, which is called conglomerate, consists of boulders with dolomite filling the spaces between them. This arrangement suggests that 520 million years ago, granite boulders lying on a beach were cemented together by dolomite that formed in seas that covered part of Missouri. Other exposed patches of dolomite across the valley as high up or higher than the mini knob indicate that the sea not only washed up on the beach here, but also deposited dolomite on top of the mini knob. This overlying dolomite eroded over time, exposing the pink granite again. An eroded surface like this one, separating rocks of different ages, is called an unconformity. It indicates that rocks were not deposited continuously and that some of the older rocks were eroded before the younger ones formed. Here, it marks the change from the 1.2 billion-year-old granite to the dolomite that formed some 700 million years later, a huge time span even for Earth history. This is called the Great Unconformity. It provides us with a unique opportunity to peer into Missouri's ancient past.